Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
He's our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Maris Deepers. You're in every week to help us get healthier minds and emotions, but this week it's personal. What's going on?
White Ribbon Day is the UN International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and it's a cause that's particularly close to my heart, and that's based on the fact that in a lot of the work that I do, I see a lot of victims of domestic and family violence and sexual assault. And as a man, I feel personally responsible for standing up and saying that that's not okay. We have a problem in our community that we need to address. It is an issue. So I've been involved in White Ribbon Day for a couple of years now. It is an issue that a lot of people sometimes find really, really hard to understand. And so I thought for the first part of this two-part segment, we would look at the kind of psychology of abuse and what sometimes traps victims of domestic violence in relationships that aren't safe for them. Because on the one hand, when we see the results of physical violence and physical abuse, we often wonder why an individual would stay in an environment that puts their physical safety and their life sometimes at risk. The reality is for a lot of victims of domestic violence that physical violence occurs alongside a kind of raft of other forms of abuse that effectively kind of cut off the individual from their support network, from places which they can get help, from even help. So there's kind of psychological abuse around power and control and dominance, and for primarily the female victim, although it does also happen in the vice versa cases, but overwhelmingly it is a male-dominated crime. The female is powerless in the situation and has her ability to control her life stripped away from her. Emotional abuse can also occur in terms of strategies to really control and manipulate the emotions of the victim to staying in the environment. So it's really common for there to be a honeymoon period and for the victim to actually invest in the hope that things will be different this time. And so that's another thing that kind of keeps victims trapped. In our modern world, we need resources to exist and survive. And one of the key forms of abuse that keeps victims trapped is financial abuse. So even if they had the opportunity to start again, they're economically quite often economically dependent on their abuser and often the kids as well can be economically dependent on the abuser, and they've been prevented or dissuaded from working for a number of years, so they have no means of support for themselves, which means it's very hard to leave. And finally, kind of socially, they can be quite socially isolated as well, as a function of all of these different types of abuse, where because of the power and control dynamics, the victim is separated from their support network a lot of the times. They lose access to supportive family, to supportive friends, to services, government agencies, and all sorts of other things. And so they effectively become trapped in the domestic house. And that means that then, even if physical abuse does occur on top of all of these things, the victim is often powerless in a lot of ways to do anything about it. Now, there are a number of organisations that it's their role to help victims, and they do a lot of great work, the Salvation Army being one of them. And there are causes like White Ribbon Day for men who can get involved as men that aren't abusive or violent and actually start to change gender stereotypes and a few other things. So we'll look at some of the things that men can do next week on Mind Games.
Our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Maris Deepers, back next week with more information about White Ribbon Day and combating domestic violence.